Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Bernstein from the Indoctrination Podcast, and I want to give you a quick heads up because I don't want you to miss something really special. Our next Patreon-exclusive Q&A is coming up on June 19th, and these sessions only happen every other month. Every time, the questions are so powerful. The conversations go deep, and the insights we share are things you won't hear anywhere else. If you've ever wanted to ask something about cults, something about your experience, something you've wanted to know that hasn't yet been answered out there, something you've wanted to know about coercion, generally about manipulation, or the healing process after leaving a high-control group, this moment is for you. Question submissions end June 12th, so make sure your voice is part of it. Send your questions to indoctrinationshow@gmail.com and join us on Patreon so you don't miss out on this next Q&A. I'd really love to hear what's been on your mind. Take care. You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist, and I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you. And some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion. And it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your continued support here on Patreon and to all those who increase their support. It is so incredible. I really, really am so in awe of people wanting to come forward and wanting to do what they can to show that they care. And it is really, really lovely. And if any of you are in a position to be able to increase your support, that would be wonderful. I still make up all the difference of the financial costs every month and been doing that now for starting on 7 years. So here is my gift to you for being supporters here. I want to talk today about the idea of having a cult of two, or what they call sometimes a one-on-one cult. There are some really interesting points to be made about this. And I think one of the things that you don't necessarily find in these cults of two are the sort of social pressure that you have within a cult, where there are the social dynamics, everyone around you seems to be nodding their heads in agreement with the leader, and everyone around you is someone who seems to be into it and enamored, and you know, you think there's something wrong with you if it's not vibing with you. And so while that's not necessarily there in a cult of two, what a cult of two or a one-on-one cult will do that will make it feel like there is that kind of social dynamic and social pressure is that they will often work on the people around you to see you in a different way. They, if they are manipulators and if they have contact with anyone who you work with or with family or with friends, they will try to paint you very often as problematic. Often the thing they go for is they want to call you a liar or a pathological liar, so that when you go to them potentially to talk about what you're being put through and how you really, they're not feeling so safe in the relationship, that these people now have been made to be suspicious of you and will question you and maybe not believe what you're saying. Or the controller will be so charming that they will find a way to have the people in your life think that they are simply wonderful, so that if you then go to other people to complain, people will be really mystified and wonder why you're complaining about being with someone who is so wonderful. So still, there are a lot of social dynamics that can happen around you by a manipulator kind of working the crowd, your crowd, to look differently at you and to make you feel alone and to make you feel like you're the odd man or woman out in seeing them in a negative way, which is going to make you sometimes doubt your own perception and is also going to make you feel like you can't go to them if and when you start noticing that there is something not okay happening within this relationship. Another dynamic that takes place is that it becomes a very closed, very tight psychological system. In this, the manipulator slowly becomes kind of the primary interpreter of reality, of morality, of your memories, rewriting your history at will, liberally, and will also be the primary interpreter of your identity and how you are seen in the world and how you see yourself. And just as in larger cults, there is thought reform, there is isolation, there's punishment for dissent, reward for compliance, and constant rewriting of reality, within a one-on-one cult, it is intensely, intensely personalized. The manipulator studies one person's fears, longings, even wounds, and insecurities, the buttons to push, and tailors the control specifically to them. So somebody who really cares about you would use the fact that you have certain fears or wounds or insecurities as something that they want to know about so they can not re-traumatize you in those ways, so they can not use them or weaponize them. But within a one-on-one cult, within a larger cult, within any kind of relationship with a manipulator in this way, they love getting more data out of you about the things that are hard for you or the things that had happened to you in the past, so it can be used to their advantage, which is the height of selfishness and cruelty. Are you healing from manipulation, narcissistic abuse, or coercive control? I created something for you. It's called the Restore Journal app. Built from my decades of experience helping survivors recover, this trauma-informed app is more than journaling. It's a guided healing space to help you process what happened, reconnect with your voice, rebuild self-trust, and create healthier boundaries for the future. You can move at your own pace through all of the sections, and it's a multimedia healing support designed for different learning styles and needs. There are three tiers, including one that offers you full access to my video and audio library. If you're ready to feel understood, supported, and move forward with more clarity and strength, the link for the app is in the show notes. Take good care.